Arizona's harsh immigration law, known as SB 1070, which was passed by the state's GOP-controlled legislature in the spring of 2010, provoked widespread anger, protests, and calls for an economic boycott. The law made it a crime for an immigrant not to carry documentation of their legal status in the U.S., allowed state police to arrest people without a warrant if they had probable cause to believe their actions would make them deportable under federal law, and made it illegal for an individual to apply for employment without federal work authorization. A fourth provision empowered Arizona State Police to investigate the immigration status of a person stopped, detained, or arrested if the officer had a reasonable suspicion that the individual was in the country illegally. On July 6, 2010, the U.S. Department of Justice filed a lawsuit against the state of Arizona seeking to overturn the law that they declared interfered with the power of the federal government to set and enforce immigration regulations. On June 25th, the Supreme Court struck down three key provisions of the law, but upheld the most controversial part that requires law enforcement to check the legal status of individuals suspected of being in the country illegally, the so-called papers please provision. The justices left the door open to future challenges on the basis of racial profiling. Your reporter spoke with Bill Chandler, executive director of the Mississippi Immigrants' Rights Alliance that works on expanding rights and opportunities of vulnerable immigrants. Here he provides analysis of the recent Supreme Court ruling on Arizona's SB 1070 immigration law and ongoing efforts to pass sensible federal immigration reform legislation.
Well, this Supreme Court decision was a result of a lawsuit that was filed that found its way relatively quickly through the Ninth Circuit. And there actually are other suits that are pending, both in the Ninth Circuit and in the Eleventh Circuit, from which is Alabama, throughout most of the Southeast. This decision, I think, opened the door for really more challenges. I think it gives, you know, a boost to the other suits. But most importantly, you know, the three sections that were removed by the Supreme Court, I think, you know, it will be very helpful for people not only in Arizona but here. But the major part of the challenge was the characterized as the papers please, which basically gives law enforcement officers, when they stop somebody allegedly for doing something other than being an immigrant, to inquire the immigration status. And we already have a lot of that going on, not only, of course, in Arizona and Alabama and Georgia and South Carolina, where, you know, similar laws have been enacted, but even here in Mississippi, where we do not have laws mandating that that happens. Some jurisdictions do it and some don't. I think that when there is an instance where somebody is being profiled and they challenge that decision, it will probably move in a better direction than the decision that was rendered by the court on that section.
Bill, what generally is your view of public opinion here in terms of the Arizona law? You know, there have been many polls, some contradicting one another, but it seems that there are a lot of states where, you know, emulating the paper please provision, which I guess is the most visible part of that legislation that was not struck down, is quite popular around the country.
Well, you might think back 50 years ago, the civil rights movement and the demands that it put forward were not popular, not only in the South, but, you know, across the United States. And it took a movement of people that was organized on various fronts to begin to change that mentality so that the Civil Rights Act was passed and the Voting Rights Act was passed. And we're facing the same thing with immigration, where you have a majority, mostly white folks, that are alarmed that brown folks are in their community here and in other parts of the country that are driven by the same kinds of things that drove white people 50 years ago. And then, of course, you know, the conditions and the violence that spurred the great migration. We see a repeat of the same things, and it's up to us to try to push forward and overcome that to stop the kinds of bills that have been introduced all over the country and passed in South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, and Arizona, of course, and other states.
Bill Chandler, with so much political conflict and actual paralysis in Washington over immigration reform, Are you optimistic that this country can get to a place in the near term where Congress can pass some sensible immigration reform legislation?
Well, one, I think we have to get away from what they call comprehensive immigration reform. And what that bill does, you know, it really doesn't address the needs of the immigrants that are here without documentation in the way that it should. It focused on enforcement, getting more people in the Border Patrol, more people in ICE, more walls. It does not address the concerns of workers. It expands the so-called guest worker programs, which really entrap workers in a system that they are stuck with. And let's look at employer sanctions passed in 1986. And you can probably count on your fingers and your toes the number of employers that actually have been sanctioned for hiring undocumented people. But you're looking at hundreds of thousands of workers that have been arrested simply because they're working, trying to earn income for their families, and then deported because of the enactment of the law in 1986 that created employer sanctions. And that's a feature of the comprehensive immigration reform that we're very concerned with as well. We would like to level the playing field so that all workers have the same rights and can join together in unions if they desire and be able to take on issues in the workplace that bother them without the threat of deportation. But it's going to take a real movement of the people that are concerned about this, that understand, you know, what really needs to be done if we're going to be welcoming the immigrants in our community.
That was Bill Chandler, Executive Director of the Mississippi Immigrants' Rights Alliance. Find links to more news and analysis on issues confronting undocumented immigrants by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.